Hi, welcome to Medicare Simplified, a podcast by Sanford Health Plan to help you decide which Medicare options are right for you. I'm your host, Courtney Collin.
You might be hearing or reading about star ratings when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans. I have Jack Arnett, who is Inside Sales Manager at Sanford Health Plan, joining me now to help break down what this means, what it is, and how important it is. Jack, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Courtney. Pleasure to be here.
So let's start with the first question. What is a star rating?
Sure. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS, some people just refer to it as Medicare, of course, uses a star rating system to measure how well Medicare Advantage plans perform using a variety of categories and a variety of different things and how they measure Medicare Advantage plans. They'll rank a plan on a scale from 1 to 5, mm-hmm. 5 being the highest rating you could get, 1 being the lowest. And star ratings help consumers compare the quality of health and drug plans in their particular area. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, releases these each fall, and our latest ratings just came out here a few weeks ago.
So why does this matter, or how can it help in choosing a plan?
Well, I think with any purchase, whether it's a Medicare Advantage plan or any consumable or any commodity, mm-hmm. we're very concerned about quality.
Yeah.
Most individuals, when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans, have a good grasp on premiums, on benefits, on cost shares, on networks. But the star ratings, the quality aspect of Medicare Advantage, sometimes gets missed or it's not fully understood. So for consumers, when you're reviewing plans, amongst all the other things that you would consider, the quality of plan, and this is Medicare's ranking. This isn't ours. This isn't an independent entity, you know, giving us, a ranking that maybe, an insurer would pay for. But this is Medicare's actual ratings of the aligned plan.
What are CMS star ratings based on? Let's talk about some of those key factors impacting medical star ratings.
Sure. I kind of put them into three different categories. There's actually 40 unique quality and performance measures. These refer to HEDIS and CAHPS. CAHPS is the survey that actually members, enrollees, complete and send back to us. Some of the measures are based on screenings and tests, what we call kind of the health side, breast cancer screenings, colorectal cancer screenings, mm-hmm. Flu vaccines, things that are very important to Medicare beneficiaries. How does the plan care for older adults when it comes to medication review? Older adults when it comes to pain management, diabetes, eye care, and blood sugar control. Other measures, Courtney, are based on managing chronic conditions, long-term conditions, like the risk of falling, transition of care, follow-up after emergency department visits with people with high risk. And then there's kind of the third bucket, what we call the non-healthcare related categories, our customer service department. How do we handle complaints and appeals? Mm-hmm. How are we set up to deal with any foreign language needs or hearing impaired needs? These are just some of the highlights, Courtney, but there are 40 different measures that Medicare uses to put these star ratings together.
Well, thanks for walking through a few of those. Jack, where can I find information on my plan's star rating?
Sure, they can be found, most commonly on Medicare.gov. And that's the source of truth for so many things when it comes to Medicare beneficiaries, whether you're looking for star ratings of plans, plans that are available in your local area. It's right in the middle. When you go to Medicare.gov, there's a plan finder locator tab. You just click on that, mm-hmm. put in your zip code. It'll list every plan available to you in that zip code. And right on that page, next to the name of the plan, it'll give their star rating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Easy enough. Mm-hmm. And Jack, with this information about star ratings, if we want to learn more about it, about Align or Sanford Health Plan in general, where can we start?
Sure. Well, first of all, we are in right in the middle of Medicare's annual enrollment period, which began on October 15th and runs through December 7th. During this time, Medicare beneficiaries can have the opportunity to enroll their current coverage. They can make as many plan choices, changes as they would like. The last one they do will take effect, for January 1st. With Align, powered by Sanford Health Plan's star rating that just came out a few weeks ago, perhaps a lot of local Medicare beneficiaries aren't aware with that. Courtney, there's a lot of plans to choose from, yeah. and there are a lot of good options for Medicare beneficiaries to take a look at. But we are one of the very few plans that have reached the star rating that we have, and that's 4.5 out of 5 stars. We are just so proud of that. You know, at the health plan, generally it takes several years for a health insurance company, a Medicare Advantage organization, to even come close to that. There's 545 different Medicare Advantage plans, and less, a little over 4% actually achieve that 4.5 out of 5-star ratings less than 5 years, and we are one of them. And so, you know, that just speaks volume to the quality of the plan, to the quality of the individuals that are leading this plan, everything from, you know, from the initial sales and enrollment through claims, through our utilization management, to our medical review, to our medical directors, all the way up to the leadership of the health plan. So it is a huge accomplishment. We're very, very proud of that.
Well, such great news, and we appreciate your time and walking us through what that means and just the significance of it all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Mm-hmm. Learn more about the questions to ask to find a plan that fits your needs at align.sanfordhealthplan.com. I'm Courtney Collin with Sanford Health News.